Australian judge rules synagogue arsonist was motivated by mental illness, not anti-Semitism. By Breitbart London on November 24, 2025. Melbourne, Australia, AP. A man who set fire to a Melbourne synagogue while worshippers were inside was motivated by mental illness rather than anti-Semitism, an Australian magistrate said on Monday. Angela Loris, 35, had pleaded guilty to arson and recklessly placing people at risk of death on July 4 when he doused the front door of the East Melbourne synagogue with flammable liquid and ignited it. Around 20 worshippers were inside sharing a Shabbat meal, but no one was injured. Reports of anti-Semitic and Islamophobic incidents have risen sharply across Australia since the war between Israel and Hamas began in 2023. Government leaders suspected the attack on the synagogue, which is also known as the East Melbourne Hebrew Congregation, was a hate crime. The morning after the fire, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese released a statement saying the arson attack was cowardly, is an act of violence and anti-Semitism, and has no place in Australian society. But Magistrate Malcolm Thomas ruled on Monday that Loris was not motivated by anti-Semitism but had been in the grip of a terrifying delusion stemming from his failure to take medication for schizophrenia. Thomas sentenced Loris to 4 months' imprisonment, which is less than the 138 days he had already spent in custody. While Loris was eligible for release on Monday, he was also ordered to continue medical treatment for schizophrenia for 20 months and to perform unpaid work. The Australian government has blamed Iran for an earlier arson attack on a Melbourne synagogue, which security officers describe as an anti-Semitic crime aimed at undermining Australian social cohesion. Australian spy agencies accuse Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guards of organising arson attacks on Melbourne's Adas Israel synagogue in December last year and on a Sydney kosher food business 2 months earlier. Iran has denied any involvement. Both buildings were extensively damaged. Loris, who was arrested 2 days after his arson attack, told police he thought the synagogue was a residential address. Thomas advised the Jewish congregation not to apply for a restitution order against Loris for the $54,000, $35,000, in damage he caused because Loris had been homeless for an extended period. Loris is a former Sydney-based forklift driver who had no previous criminal record. His arson attack was one of three suspected anti-Semitic incidents across Melbourne the weekend of July 4 to July 6. Around 20 masked protesters harassed diners at an Israeli-owned restaurant on July 5. A window was cracked, tables were flipped and chairs thrown as protesters chanted death to the IDF, referring to the Israel Defense Forces. Police also investigated the spray painting of a Melbourne business and an arson attack on three vehicles attached to that business before dawn on July 6. Police said they found anti-Semitic inferences at the scene, without elaborating. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.